Is that right? You never say, I know what God's grace is, or I know what God's will is, I'm going to do it straight. If you can do that, go ahead. You do not know what your karma is beforehand. So, when do I use the expression God's grace or karma or God's will? Afterwards. Never before.
After what?
After any event. And why do I use it? Because I am puzzled. I don't know how it happened. I don't know why I did it. I don't know why it happened to me. Is that right? That's the reason why I bring in either God's grace or God's will or karma, whatever it is. I was walking along the road and somebody knocked me down. My karma, God's will. When I say that, I am not blaming the person who knocked me down, and I have no animosity towards for him. There is no ill will. There is no hostility. My karma. And then get up and look after what has to be done. So whenever something painful, unpleasant happens to you, it's good to use the expression God's grace or God's will or karma, and put it out of your mind. When the mind is fresh again, there is no regret, there is no remorse, there is no hostility, there is no antagonism, and there is no aggressiveness. So I can go ahead with what I want to do. If I have done something good by accident, by some kind of coincidence or chance, if I do something good, then instead of saying, no, what a clever chap I am, it's God's grace. I couldn't do it. It's only God's grace that enabled me to do this. So, all the good that we do is loaded on to God's grace. That is, you yourself are surprised. how come I could do this? You do something wonderful, marvelous. You do your sadhana, your meditation, and one day the meditation is fine and marvelous, glorious. And instead of congratulating yourself, I got up at 4 o'clock in the morning, had a nice shower, and I didn't even have a cup of coffee, but I thought of it. And then I did some nice bhastrika, full-blooded bhastrika, and I sat down and... Instead of doing all that, be humble and say, it's God's grace. This morning's meditation was good. And be thankful to this grace. And if you are humble and if you are thankful for the grace granted, it is possible that it will be repeated. It's possible. And if you say, I am such a nice person, then the next morning you may oversleep. Also God's grace, I guess. That is the... All the good things we load on God's grace, not me, but the divine grace that did it. Unpleasant experiences that are granted to us, we push it on to karma, God's will, and remain unaffected by it. That's the only way in which we can. We do not know how God's grace functions. Some say that even God's grace has to be earned. This is one viewpoint. If you do not earn, how does grace function? Is God a whimsical sort of dictator that he favors some and not others? So some say that it is also earned. And the other man, it's like the Protestant Catholic quarrel. The other person comes and says, no, nonsense. Even the effort through which you earned grace, that even that was possible because of God's grace. Huh? It's a lovely expression in Tamil. Satyadam Swami must have said it umpteen times, you must have heard it. Avanarulal avandal vanangi. Avanarulal avandal vanangi. I even bowed on to God by His grace. If His grace was not there, I wouldn't even be able to do that. So even there, I don't deserve it. If I have done something to deserve this God's grace, even that was made possible by the divine grace. The God's grace is meant to promote humility in us, and God's will, forbearance. Thank you.